Jaina noticed a hawk-nosed GAS captain eyeing the writ tube, which now lay on the couch next to the unconscious Yucca. She began to have visions of her plan backfiring severely. Without the document itself, there was every chance that the judge who had issued it would deny having done so, and that Dala would have an opening to present the visit as just one more example of Jedi high-handedness. Taking advantage of the confusion around him, the hawk-nosed captain reached over to retrieve the tube, and nearly fell as Jaina extended a hand and used the force to jerk it away. The captain looked up in astonishment, then merely spread his hands and shrugged, obviously no more concerned about subverting the law than any common street thief. By the time Jaina had the writ tube safely back in her grasp, the situation had resolved itself into a standoff. Another GAS captain was demanding that Mirek surrender to face charges for assaulting a security officer. Meanwhile, Corrin and the other masters were standing in a silent guard around her. Mirax's small form was too well hidden to see her expression, but her force aura suggested that she was glad she had knocked the big Yucca unconscious. Jaina groaned inwardly. The plan had been to generate some public sympathy by putting a human face on the Jedi Knights whom Dala had frozen in carbonite. But now the lead story on the evening news was going to be about yet another standoff between the Jedi and GAS, this time in GAS's own detention facility. And Jaina had only herself to blame. She had known she would be asking a lot for the horns to keep their heads when they saw their children in carbonite. As the thought worked its way through Jaina's mind, she saw again Mirax's small figure craning her neck to look up at the Yucca, and she knew how to save the situation. Leaving Saba and the others to keep the GAS guards at bay, she turned toward the busily humming cams and sought out Javis Tyr's tall, tawny-haired figure. At first, he was too intent on describing the confrontation in front of him to pay Jaina any attention. But when she used the force to tug his microphone in her direction, he finally took the hint and turned to face her.
Jedi Solo, would you care to comment?
Not now. Jaina made a cutting motion with her fingers and waited until Tyr had turned off his equipment, then said, I've got a proposition for you, Sleemo. Tyr frowned, but he was too much of a newsman to object to the term, especially when it fits so well.
I'm listening.
Jaina pulled the cap off the writ tube.
I'll give you a shot of the writ.
Big deal. I can get a copy as soon as we leave here.
Tyr tried to avoid sounding eager, but Jaina could feel his excitement in the force.
So I'm not killing.
Jaina leaned in close.
I just want to ask you one question.
She glanced around at the other reporters, knowing most of them were too ethical and too wise to allow the subject of a story to dictate the questions.
It's a question somebody else is bound to think of anyway.
Tyr pretended to weigh this, then said,
Let's hear it.
When Jaina told him, he actually smiled.
Well, that's good, he said. I shouldn't even make you pay, but a deal's a deal.
He nodded to his cam operator, who waited until Jaina had extracted the writ and unfurled it to turn on her cam. Of course, the rest of the news teams quickly noticed what was happening and swung around trying to get their own shots, taking their cams off the confrontation between the masters and the GAS guards.
Okay, that's enough, Tyr hissed. Put it away.
That wasn't part of the deal, so Jaina merely lowered the writ until Tyr and his cam operator had turned back toward the confrontation. Then, once their attention was otherwise occupied, she raised the document so everyone else could get their own shots, too. A chorus of snickers and surprised gasps arose as the other news teams noticed the signature on the writ. But by then, Tyr was sticking his microphone in the face of the blonde captain leading the demands of Mirax's surrender.